The recently revised sewage collection consent decree requires Baltimore to replace aging sewer pipes. But first, the city has to rebuild streams whose banks have eroded over time. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi takes us on a visit to a few of those streams.
About 10 to 20 feet from the back of the houses on Flannery Lane is Powder Mill Run, a tributary of the Gwens Falls watershed. Sujay Kashal, an earth science professor at the University of Maryland, says the sewer pipes run parallel to the stream at the land's lowest point, as gravity pushes water downhill.
So it's kind of like a underground matrix that's below us, where you have all these pipes that are flowing right next to the stream, even underneath our feet right now as we walk.
We descend a steep incline from the street to where both the stream bank and the sewer line are scattered with debris from old car wrecks and garbage. A sign on a nearby protruding manhole cover identifies the entrance to the sewer. Kashal points out crumbling pieces of concrete.
This was covering the stream as well, but then basically over time it eroded away, and it's gone now.
The water from the stream eroded the sewer pipe, even pushing large pieces of it above ground. Kashal says that damage to the pipe floods nearby homes. According to the Baltimore City Law Department, there have been a little more than 1,500 claims of sewage backups in residents' homes over the past 10 years. In the consent decree, the city agreed to replace those residents' sewer pipes. But first, the streams need to be restored to prevent further erosion.
So this is what we all think of as a stream, this bed and bank channel form.
That's Keith Underwood, the founder of Underwood & Associates, an ecological restoration firm. He shows off a stream restoration project at the National Arboretum in Washington. Underwood says the traditional idea of a stream like the one in Gwens Falls is not naturally occurring.
We now know that water didn't take the shortest route to the end. It took the longest, most complicated route. That's really difficult for people to understand.
The old method of restoring a stream involved chiseling a narrow, deep stream, forcing water down a strict guided path. Underwood invented a new, more natural way to restore a stream.
You'll see that there are no banks, that it is that form of highly integrated stream and wetlands.
He uses a mixture of materials such as fine sand, wood chips, and gravel to allow the water to go in the direction it wants to fall. Underwood says his approach is unique.
These projects are bent on water flowing through the landscape as opposed to carrying surface water over the landscape.
Underwood creates a curved chain of ponds with water only about 2 feet deep. Kevin Smith, head of the Resiliency and Restoration Program at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, joins us on our tour of the Arboretum. He says the layout spreads and slows down the water.
So if you have infrastructure like a sewer line adjacent to a stream like this, the opportunity for that stream to move over and erode into that is diminished greatly.
Baltimore Department of Public Works spokesman Jeffrey Raymond says the city will restore streams wherever possible. But Smith says the city's restoration process will probably not be regenerative like Underwood's.
What we're going to be doing is we're going to be stabilizing stream systems more than, what I'll say, restoring stream systems.
He says that means carving out a channel for the stream, using rocks to support it, and maintaining it every few years. Underwood says by comparison, his plan requires very little maintenance.
We're just setting the stage for Mother Nature to heal herself.
Back at Powder Mill Run with its traditional stream system and eroded sewer pipe, the University of Maryland's Sujay Kashal says the city needs to think about the sewer and stream systems holistically.
In terms of urban sustainability, we need to think of this as all as an interconnected system.
Restoring the stream is just the first step in the city's long process of replacing ancient sewer pipes. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.